All right, you got it on KHUM. And we have got the Youth Expo coming up this weekend at Redwood Acres, and we've got Susie Hushley and Lee O'Reilly here to tell us a little bit more about that. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Indeed. Okay, so Susie, I'll let you talk first about what this the overall thing is about.
The overall Youth Expo is at the Redwood Acres Fair this weekend, and it's really just to promote and highlight all the amazing programs and activities and projects that youth are doing around Humboldt County. It's a combination of the Youth Arts Festival, where there's performing arts as well as visual arts, and then the Industrial Technology Fair, which is where we have our career tech ed students highlighting the projects they've done, as well as our Innovate students that are young business entrepreneurs. And there's all kinds of fun activities, including the Boy Scouts have a climbing rope, and then there's lemonade stands, and also the All Things Digital, where we have kind of like a little mini Makers Fair kind of idea. Not really a Makers Fair, but...
Mm-hmm. Neat. So this is a joint effort from the Redwood Acres and the Humboldt County Department of Education, and part of the through the Rising Star Foundation, right?
Yeah, the Industrial Technology Fair is a Rising Star event, and they have 10 events that highlight the exemplary youth, and so it's folded in all together, a joint effort. We did this.
Cool. And this is going on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is 12 to 5. Sunday is 12 to 4.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And Lee, do you want to tell us a little bit about what's it called? The Youth Industrial Fair?
Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. It's a really great opportunity where kids from all around the area can bring in any engineering projects or woodshop projects, architecture projects, anything like that. And you can bring it in and show it off to the community. And there's opportunities to sell the projects so you can make money off what you make. And really just show what you know. And
cool. And so what kind of project are you involved in?
This year I'm in woodshop, and I'm making a... armoire.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And selling it at the fair as well?
No, I think I'll keep this one.
Hang on to that one.
Yeah.
Do what your work went into that, right?
Yeah.
And it's a competition. The Industrial Technology Fair is there's judges that come from our community partners and that are professionals out in the world, whatever industry sector they're in, and they come and they do the judging, and so the ribbons and the trophies are all placed on them throughout the day.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And what happens if they get like judged like first place?
They get the big old trophy, best of show.
Woo!
Mr. Baggett's Ferndale program gets it off quite often.
Fantastic. And I can see you were in the Wildcats hat there, so you probably go to Ferndale High, I imagine.
Yes.
Indeed. So just down the street.
Yeah, right across.
Fantastic. Ferndale High is a small and mighty high school. It's got an amazing sports program and obviously some great industrial arts as well, which is pretty dang cool. So did you discover woodworking at school?
Yeah, freshman year was really the first year I took woodshop and really the first time I tried anything with wood. And since then, I've taken it at least one period every year, and I really like it a lot.
Fantastic. You think you're going to do something with that after school?
After school, well, I'm in college, I'm going to be a civil engineer.
Okay.
But that's also something that the woodshop teacher, Mr. Baggett, he has classes in engineering as well.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great. That's pretty darn exciting. That's pretty. Now, what kind of other things can we expect to see at this fair?
There will be performances throughout the day, music, dancing, and art performances. And then we will also have demonstrations. On Innovate Winners, which is a business contest, the Innovate Winners will each be having booths where they'll be selling their products, but also demoing the different ideas that they have. There's a drone specialist. He's going to be there doing a demo. And we have
drones, huh?
Mm-hmm, all kinds of things. And then there's a laser. It's not a laser graver. What's when it cuts in the wood? CNC?
There's a laser printer, and there's also CNC machines.
The CNC machine where people can get their name engraved on wood. That's going to be happening throughout the day. We try to make it interactive and fun for the whole family, so youth and can enjoy the day, and the families can enjoy it as well. It's free admission. That's a benefit that Redwood Acres has really helped us out with. And the new huge American hydroponics greenhouse is going up. So you can, they're kind of going to be highlighting that and showing how that's going on. And
wow. Fantastic. Well, sounds like a great thing. And it's free.
It's free.
Can't be that.
And just right in the middle of a beautiful day. And you've got lots going on this weekend, but you can certainly make time to come to that as well as all the other events that are going on this weekend.
That's true. It is a busy weekend, but it's going on for 2 days, so folks can definitely check that out.
There is going to be food, and we have a lot of bake sales and fundraiser kind of booths where there's pulled pork and Mexican and Greek food all across the board. Plus, one of our Innovate winners, they're a specialize in French pastries, and they're going to be demoing those as well.
It'll be a tough job, but someone's got to taste them.
That's right.
All right, Susie and Lee, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much.